this flyover clip.
I love it. Unfit to Fight is the name of your new book. It's not your first book. It's your second. And the first one goes very deep into some of the like combat situation and details. I want to have you share a story real quick that I've heard you share before that about the moment you kind of knew you wanted to be a pilot. Because you had that in your family, your background, you're going to college. And talk about the best $60 your parents ever spent.
Yeah, so my first book is called Danger Close. It came out in 2016, and it is a story about, it's a memoir about my time in the military, the training that came with it, and then my combat experience in Iraq and Afghanistan. And I grew up in this aviation family, and everyone is a pilot, and I mean everyone. So I went to college straight out of high school, kind of normal route, and it just wasn't like, nothing caught, if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm. Like I went to college and I was like, okay, this is kind of fun, but nothing, like I'm not finding my career path, I guess you could say. I always like kind of joke around that the only A I got was in my aviation class that I took. I don't even actually understand like how, my only A at that school, I should say. So anyway, I excelled in the aviation class. And then I met my parents at this air show in Olympia, Washington. And I hadn't seen my parents in a while. I was very excited to see them. And at the air show, there was this sign that said $60 for like a 20-minute flight on a Robinson R-22, which is a teeny, it looks like a wind-up toy helicopter. Like you could like wind it up, toss it in the sky, and it'll fly on its own.
As well as like a little, like a little glass bubble with just two people?
Kind of, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep, it's teeny. And so I was already interested in the military and flying, but I'd never been in a helicopter. And I was like, I want to go fly a helicopter and see if this is actually for me, because I loved aviation. And that was kind of the hang up for me, was like, what's this helicopter thing? Am I going to like it? So my parents paid. I was like a broke college student, didn't have any money. My parents paid the $60 so I could go on this flight. And I got in the right seat of the helicopter, and we took off, and the instructor let me, it's called wiggling the sticks, like fly a little bit. And it was just incredible. I don't know how else to describe it. I had so much fun. It was so, I'd never done anything like it. And I think the challenge of that, and it was different than flying, yeah, so much different than flying a plane, that when we landed, I was just beaming in excitement. And I was like, sign me up. I'm ready to do this. I want to be a helicopter pilot. And then, yes, I do say, like, to this day, this is the best $60 that my parents ever spent on me, because of the path it then led me down. So,
wow, what a great story. So after Afghanistan, what did you do then? So you're not in the military. What did life look like for you? And what was that next step?
Yeah, so my contract was, I served for over 7.5 years. And in my profession in the military, most people end up retiring. So they do like a solid 20 years and then they retire from the military and then move on to like, you know, their second career. And for me, I joined the military because I wanted to serve my country and because I wanted to fly. And I felt that I had accomplished both of those things. And so when my time came up, where my contract was up and I had the option of getting out of the military, I was like, I think I want to see what else is out there. Like most of my adult life, I had at that point spent in the military. And so I wanted to sort of have that be a chapter and move on to my next chapter. So ended up getting out of the military and went to grad school, which is interesting in itself. I did not like school, you could put it that way. I was not a fan of like traditional type school. And so I originally was going to get a helicopter job right out of the military, flying for, yeah, police department. And I almost did it. They were like wanting my uniform size to order and all of that. But because it was a city government and, you know, bureaucratic, it took a lot of time. And in the meantime, I had sort of as a backup plan applied to grad school. And since they were taking so long, I had got accepted to grad school. And I was terrified because I was like, this is going to be two straight years of writing. And I was so scared of writing. I was terrified. I was like, I just can't do this. Like, I'm
which
going
makes a lot of sense.
To be the worst writer.
No kidding. That's hilarious.
With a stack
two
of
books later.
With a stack of books over your left shoulder.
Right. Like, it's so interesting how sometimes if you push yourself outside of your comfort zone, you find that what you were scared of was just a fear and maybe not like an actual failure. And so I ended up going to grad school, and I was right. I wrote for two straight years. And I discovered that I wasn't a terrible writer. I was just scared about it. I was scared of putting my own voice out there. And that 2 years sort of gave me some confidence in my writing ability and standing by, you know, analysis and everything and my writing abilities. And that sort of launched me into the path that, I mean, I've gone a couple of different ways between now and then, but got me into writing national security analysis and commentary, which then led me on current events, and which then led me to be a spokesperson for a couple different organizations within, you know, defense and national security space, and representing them in the media. And then I went on to be the press secretary for the GOP convention for the 2016 convention in Cleveland for the Trump team, the caucus operation team. And then went on to be an advisor to the transition team, and then joined as a political appointee at the Department of Defense, and was there in 2017 and 2018, worked in public affairs. And after that, have been doing communication consulting and just wrote a new book.
Man,
in
exciting.
In the 2015, 2016, what was your kind of mental, emotional on-ramping with President Trump? Was that something as soon as you heard it, where you're like, oh, that makes sense? Was it in the debates? Like, where did you get engaged in that process? What was your kind of mental swing?
So I had basically like stayed out of politics until the moment that I got the call about that position at the convention. And so politics was kind of new to me. Of course, like personally, I felt like I was always engaged and knew where I stood and had my own opinions, but I had always sort of stuck to national security and defense. And sometimes as that applies to, you know, political decisions that are being made. But in terms of like candidates specifically, I wasn't like, it was new to me. And there were a few things that I guess happened along the way that sort of solidified my support and endorsement. And it was, you know, when you do get involved in the world of politics and you see some things behind the scenes, and I mean, it used to kind of be behind the scenes. Now what you're seeing today with President Trump and the things that they are throwing at him, and trying to silence him, trying to essentially remove him as a presidential candidate.
That's 100% the goal.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Like now they're not hiding it anymore. Mm-hmm. But before it was like sort of behind the scenes stuff. And, you know, you hear about like the bad things. Now it's just out in the open. They're like publicly trying to do it to him. So it was eye opening and, different, I guess, different experience. But my time at the Pentagon, like I learned so much. It was actually a significant factor in what I saw and then what I see today with the military and leadership, which led me sort of to think I need to write a book about this mm-hmm. and let the Which American people know what's going on.
So Amber, tell us about your book. It comes out tomorrow, which is really exciting. April the 30th. That is amazing. It's called Unfit to Fight. They can get it on Amazon, but tell us more about your book.
Endorsed by Lisa Booth. She wrote you a heck of a write-up, you know, as well. Fox regularly, you know, she's like glowing. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but we can put it on the screen, but people love it that have gotten the early manuscripts.
Yeah, I'm very excited about this. Like I said, it's the American people need to know what's happening in today's military and the threats associated with it to our own national security. It will be released April 30th. And so today you can still pre-order it, and you should get it soon after.
Right away.
Anywhere books are sold. And then also you can head over to my website if you're looking for a signed copy of the hardback. It's officialambersmith.com. You can place an order on my website. And very excited to have this book come out and see what people think about it.
I love it.
Well, so the link's all below for sure.
Yeah, we will. Before we let you go, Amber, what are you hoping after people read the book? What are you hoping they gain from the book? What are you hoping will come from it?
I hope people see what is at stake. I think in this generation, especially younger people, are not being taught from a young age what America is about, how rare our freedoms are, and how they're not a guarantee, and why all of that is worth defending. And who defends that? The U.S. military, which is why it is so crucial that we have the strongest, most elite fighting force in the world that is able to defend our country, and that we have people who are willing to do that. And so this book points out some of the policies that are actively working against that. And then what exactly is at stake in today's world, where we're constantly seeing, you know, threats of World War III, it seems like every other week. Mm-hmm. Now would be a good time to have some strong military leaders and a strong military that can, ensure our nation remains for future generations to come.
For those of you that are my age, or maybe even, you know, a little older in that range, you probably remember this commercial. Where's the beef?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And I guarantee if there's a cut in the supply chain due to weather, any other kind of political attack, we're in election year, your kids are going to be looking at you saying that exact same thing if all you've stored is rice, beans, and maybe some pudding. They're like, where's the beef? They want to substitute real beef for stuff made in a lab.
It's alive.
Even if you're, you know, kind of a prepared person, you've got a few things stored, it's hard to take care of the protein source in a way that's still enjoyable. These prices are so good, and the beef isn't in such good quality, you could be storing this beef and use it on a regular basis. This could be part of your Taco Tuesday experience because you don't have to worry about storing it in a freeze location.
The girl has tacos.
So go to flyovermeat.com, use promo code FLYOVER for a huge discount. Again, flyovermeat.com, promo code FLYOVER. Hello, Flyover family. Join me every Wednesday for the Prophetic Report at 11:11 Central. You can find it on Rumble. You can find it on the Flyover app. We have such an incredible time of hearing from all of these different prophetic voices like Robin Bullock, Julie Green, Barry Wunsch, Amanda Grace, and Hank Kuhneman. Every week, it's either five or six different prophets that are speaking. And what's interesting is God is speaking through them. And all of these voices come together like puzzle pieces. It is so exciting to hear what the Lord is saying. We're hearing from medical. We're hearing from military intelligence. We're hearing from the financial world. We're hearing from mainstream media. But the most important is, what is God saying? He has not fallen off the throne. He's not nervous. He's not chewing his nails. He is in control. He has plans to prosper us and not to harm us. What a great time to be alive. And I'm so excited for you to join me every Wednesday at 11:11. For more great content, go to flyoverconservatives.com.